Welcome to Triple M Breakfast with Paddy and Rob Palmer. This is the Coast Zone 107.7 Triple M.
G'day, Paddy and Rob Palmer. This is our podcast for Tuesday, 20th July.
Oh, and how about who reckons? Well,
you
there's
do.
Always someone. There's
you
always
do.
Someone in the family is always slightly better as a driving instructor.
You are so up yourself. This actually is not about who's better in driving as driving instructor. It is who is up themselves more than their missus.
You're a control freak. If I asked your kids who was a better driving instructor, I can tell
me.
You right
now. It'd be bloody
me. Not.
And we also looked at the Olympic Games. Behind the scenes we went. And it's quite funny. Irish gymnast Fiddly D Potatoes, Reese McElligan, he posted on social media this because we spoke about it last week, Robert, about the beds made of cardboard in the Olympic Village.
Yeah, well, they want to discourage.
Well, they. I don't know whether they want to discourage that. We'll look at that. But this is what he said about those beds made of. They've actually made of cardboard.
In today's episode of Fake News at the Olympic Games, the beds are meant to be anti-sex. They're made out of cardboard, yes, but. Apparently, they're meant to break at any sudden movements. It's fake news.
Fake news.
That sound was him jumping up and down, a full human up and down on a bed.
But you know,
mind you.
Yeah, he's only about 22 kilos.
Yeah, he is a, a gymnast.
Yeah. But like they're saying.
Leprechaun gymnast.
They want to keep the distances between athletes and that. But they've handed out, I think, about 160,000 condoms. And they're saying sex.
Souvenirs, they are.
Yeah, sex is being frowned upon in the village. Well, that's 14 per athlete. But still nowhere near 450,000 that were dished out at the Rio Games.
It's like they've put, you know, what's that show? The Truman Show. They've put just a big bubble around the Olympic Village and said, go for it.
Yeah.
It's almost like that.
It is a bit different. It is a bit different. You better get that, mate.
Hello, Triple M.
Yes, good morning. It's the acting general manager once. I'm in the mirror shower. I'm lathering up and I've just seen myself. I'm absolutely gorgeous. I'll just give myself a little kiss
here. Yeah, do that.
Okay.
If there was a gold medal for gorgeousness, I would be on the number one diet.
Boss, we're on the air. Remember, we're live on the radio.
Oh, you two are dimwits. You've just embarrassed me again.
Sorry.
I'm a pillar of the community here on the Central Coast, and you put this call live on air with me explaining I'm naked shower.
Again?
Oh, God, I'm absolutely gorgeous. Uh-huh. Hang on, I've just seen myself again. I'll just give myself another little kiss here.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, God, I'm head smallow. Now, where was I?
You just began to say about the Olympic Games, which start in Tokyo on Friday, and the changes that athletes will see. That's what you said.
Yeah.
Oh, did I?
Yes.
Well, that's exactly why I'm calling about the games that are starting on Friday. Actually, Wednesday with softball, but the games are technically starting on Friday.
Yes, indeed. They're drastic, though, some of the decisions.
Oh, Robert, presenting yourself with medals. Surely someone's nana, who is COVID-free, could do it. It's only 2 weeks. Nana could be in a hazmat uniform.
Are there other changes to the games that we should know about, former boss?
Well, yes, there will be.
Yep.
When coming across the line, all athletes must allow a distance of 1.5 metres to be COVID safe. So you'll have first, 1.5 metres behind them will be second, 1.5 metres behind them will be third, and so forth and so forth. You'd hope to be in the top three of the 50 metres freestyle, otherwise you're doomed.
No hanky-panky in the athlete village as well.
Oh, look, Robert, trying to stop athletes from doing the wild thing. That would be like trying to stop a London bus fully laden with sumo wrestlers down a steep hill with no brakes. You have got no chance. And if they do implement the 1.5 metre rule when it comes to lovemaking and it reaches, run for the hills!
Will weightlifting change much?
Oh, look, this is probably the most hygienic sport out of them all.
Yeah.
Especially the clean and jerk.
Right.
Oh, speaking about that, I've got to continue my shower. I've got to go bye.
Oh, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. If you're becoming a driving instructor, for God's sake.
It's going well.
How's it going?
Well,
going all right.
My son got his L's and took me driving straight away. It was an experience.
Yep.
He was scared out of his mind, but he got through it.
Yep.
And now he's been driving a fair bit. He's got his logbook. You got to fill out the logbook. There's been, and I've noticed.
No fudge in it, mate, either.
Well, there's only two instructors at the moment.
Yeah.
There's so fudge. You don't fudge it by 5% instead of an hour. an hour and three. My wife is very particular. Yes. Gwen, she says she puts
That's
in.
That's why she married you.
And it's for 32 minutes of driving.
Oh, is she that particular?
I like to round up to the nearest five.
Oh, me too. You'd be going 35. I mean,
you've got to add that stuff up later.
Oh, yeah. Come on, Gwen, you've got 120 hours to put in, darling.
Surely you can round up. Yeah. And if you round down occasionally, that doesn't, you know,
yeah, just to sometimes.
Keep
it,
yeah, just
sometimes.
In case the RTO's listening.
Yeah.
So anyway, I can see where she's put the entry in because it's an odd minute.
Yeah.
And where mine are all, you know, it's 40 minutes,
yeah,
35
rounded
minutes.
Yeah, to the zero.
Yeah, one hour on the dot.
Yeah, yeah.
Could be a six-minute roundup. Who knows? But, you know, within 5%, I think you're all right.
Yeah.
So I've been doing that. And then I was with Griff in the car the other day and he was going quite well.
Yeah.
He seemed quite relaxed. And I had actually had Branny and Greta, my daughters, in the car as well. Yeah. Branny's 13, Greta's 7.
Okay, those kids running the gauntlet in the back, like a ride at the show.
I'm not going to lie, it did feel a bit risky putting the whole family in the car with him.
It demonstrates, especially when he's just learned to drive.
Who've we got left if this goes wrong?
I would
just Gwen. She's planned it.
Yeah. She's ringing up the life insurance company. Hey, just tell him, Robert, that policy's still in place, isn't it? He did pay it. Yeah.
It was just Griff and I in the front, and Gwen came running out with two girls. So take them all.
Well. Take
and the dog. So we got to the dog park because the thing was we take the bikes and then take the dog and we go out the dog park at the moment because that's what you do for a family activity is take everyone to the dog park and go for a ride.
Yeah.
And I thought I'd better put the question to Griff.
Oh, on one question.
Yeah.
You know, have a listen.
Who's a better teacher, Griff?
No comment.
How do you like learning to drive in a lockdown?
Oh, that's pretty good. I mean, main roads are all empty, so it's easy. It feels weird, though, but it's pretty easy, I'm not going to lie.
And is your dad a better teacher than your mum as a driving instructor?
Oh, no comment.
Clever boy.
Who would you like to teach you to drive, Branny?
Dad, please. Mum's a bit harsh.
You are all about one-upmanship, as I am.
I had to know. Who doesn't want to know who the kids think is a better instructor?
You are so up yourself, man. It is not funny.
I couldn't hear what Greta said.
And the 2020 games, which now are in 2021, are on. They start actually technically Friday, but really they start tomorrow.
That is correct, because Australia play Japan in the big one.
Yes.
The opening game of the softball.
In Fukushima. And one of the girls taking part is our very local girl, Stacey McManus. She joins us. Stacey, are you on a bus somewhere in Tokyo?
I'm currently on a bus in Fukushima heading to our practice field.
Oh, with all the girls?
Yes, all the girls are on here.
Okay. Nice one. Is this what you call the captain's run, the last hit out before the big day?
Yes. Yeah, it's definitely our last training session before we get started tomorrow. So we're all excited to finally get into it tomorrow.
Yeah. On the team bus, do you do the songs, like singing along to the ground, or is that you're sort of in the zone?
No, we have a speaker playing, but it's currently turned down at the moment, so I can speak to you guys.
Oh, so can we just say thank you to the bus?
Just say hurry up.
Can you get the girls to all yell out, all the Australian softball team to yell out? Say Triple M.
Just say, g'day, Triple M.
Everyone yell out, g'day, Triple M.
Oh, yes, there we go.
That's the Australian softball side.
That's magnificent. Now, you're something of a child prodigy. Your parents both played softball. You started quite young. Paddy was promising when he was a kid too, but he didn't fulfil any of those parents' dreams. But you've done the opposite, Stace.
Yes, no, I've been playing for quite a while now, so it's been in the blood in the family, and even the old Uncle Bill been playing it too, so.
Yeah, good morning to Billy Mack from Bensville. Hey, Stace, what's your fondest memory in softball?
I just remember the 2000 Olympic Games in Sydney and going to watch the USA team versus Australia and our very own Peter Edebone hit a home run to win us a game.
How fast, Stace, do these pitchers throw a softball? Because I always got thought that, gee, it must be hard to throw that fast underarm, but they really whack it down, don't they?
Yeah, they're hitting speeds over 115k, so.
God, 115k.
That is lightning.
Holy geez. And Stacey, we're still
faster
speaking
than
with
Paddy after a cupcake.
Stacey McManus, she's on a local girl. She is on the bus with the Australian softball team heading to the final training session in Fukushima. Hey, Stace, what about, mate, how is Australia in the standings when it comes to women's softball?
We have been up there in the top three in the world. We've medaled at the previous Olympics, so we're pretty hopeful of being on the podium again this year.
Unreal. Who's your fiercest opponent that you've got in the rounds up towards the finals?
I think they're all going to be pretty tough. Well, we got the host Japan first game tomorrow, so hopefully we get off to a good start there and set the tone for the tournament. It's going to be pretty even, and I think anyone can grab a win on any day.
Hey, Sais, we're looking at earlier on this morning, Australian athletes are promised $20,000 for gold, $15,000 for silver, and $10,000 for bronze. You don't have to, if you say get gold, get $20,000, you don't have to split it with the team, do you?
You know what? I haven't even heard about that, so...
Oh, let the girls know. The girls know. Reading it this morning, it must be true.
They haven't told us anything about that yet, but it gives you a little bit more oomph to want a medal, eh?
Yeah, oh, damn straight.
Well, Sean, you don't have to worry about a home ground advantage with Japan because there's no crowds. How do you feel about no crowds?
Yeah, no, it's obviously disappointing that there'll be no crowds and that our families can't be here. But in the end, everyone will be watching and supporting from home. And, yeah, it'll be a pretty empty stadium. But we've been training under that anyway, so it's going to be no different.
Stace, what is the feeling, as you said, you made mention earlier on about the Olympic Games that you've attended. What is the feeling over there at the moment? Is it pretty, like, sort of really... just bizarre?
Yeah, it's a bit bizarre, but because I haven't been to a Games before, we don't know if it's more security because of COVID or just more security because of the athletes and the Games going ahead. So, just taking it in our stride and we're all very excited that, it's a pretty big deal and we've got everyone's support from back home.
Yeah, very much
good
so.
On you, Stace. Right. It's a huge deal, and you're doing it at a time where the Central Coast is under a pretty heavy lockdown, and we're all looking for something positive. So following you guys tomorrow morning is a real light in our day, so thank you very much.
Yeah, definitely, and hopefully we can grab that win for you guys and keep the spirits up back home up high and keep going. You guys are doing a great job in lockdown, so keep safe, and hopefully looking forward to getting back home and celebrating with everyone.
Okay, Sais. Well, Ken, before you go, can you get all the bus to yell out, all the softball team, get them to yell out, Stace, that'd be great one more time. There we go.
Come on.
Bring that gold home, Stace.
Will do, thank you.
This is the news that doesn't make the news. It should be in the news instead of the other news.
Good morning, Robert.
Good morning, Patrick.
What do you got for us, sir?
The GBR.
That's that?
The Great Barrier Reef.
Oh, thanks, RP.
Yeah. It's had a GY. Great year. And it's the latest reports into the health of the Great Barrier Reef has found that historic signs of regrowth thanks to a year without disturbances from heat waves and tropical cyclones.
Well done to the reef.
So how about that? Now, there's 127 reefs that were surveyed amongst the Great Barrier Reef, 69 showing increases in hard coral cover. They're 27. Now, look, it's improvement, but it's not it's not like it's 100% healthy because there's still only 20% cover in the north, 26 in the centre and 39 in the south.
It's a start.
Yeah, but generally the reef can be hit by three or four cyclones in a year, but in 2021 there was not one. So,
thumbs up.
Bully for the reef.
Yeah, it'd be good to be able to go and see it. Hopefully that will happen one day.
Oh, mate, just swim there.
To sport, Robert, Aussie athletes languish behind the world in medal incentive payments. Australia has been shamed by revelations. It trails the rest of the world in Olympic athlete medal incentives, sparging urgent calls for a funding revolution to the rescue its stars from the breadline.
But when you say... you're not going to have incentive payments because they said that they were going to change the attitude and they weren't going to set goals for medals because they didn't want to put pressure on the athletes.
Oh, that was before, but now it's all about the cash. Come on. If you win gold, Australian athletes, are promised $20,000 for gold from the government, $15,000 for silver, and $10,000 for the bronze because the amount of work that goes in. Singapore athletes can earn over $1 million for winning gold. $1 million.
As what? Given from the government?
Yeah, but even though...
If you win a gold medal, you're going to make a ton of money out of endorsements, aren't you?
No.
Get a manager.
Not necessarily. You think of all the gold medals previously from Australia, you might get one or two. Thorpey, Kieran Perkins.
You're not doing it to be paid a bunch of cash. You're doing it to win gold.
Oh, I know, but they're just comparing to other countries. Anyway, Singapore, as I was saying...
You can always compare to someone else, can't you, Paddy?
$5 million for winning gold.
Look at you and me.
Even though swimmer Joseph Schooling is their only podium topper. But other nations such as Russia, they give $82,000 for gold. USA, $50,000 for gold.
Yeah, yeah.
So come on.
But Australia said, we don't want to put pressure on you. We don't want to set gold medal targets.
Yeah.
Right? But if you do get gold, you get a bit of money.
Yeah.
Come on.
20 grand, you miserable socks.
That's
come on.
Heaps.
Nah, it's not enough.
Oh, doing look, it for the thrill.
Over on the couch. Thanks, Robert. Open up. This is after six poly swimmers.
Can I put my feet up?
Put your feet up, mate. This won't cost you anything. Free of charge. Get it off your chest. Thanks. Six poly swimmers have had to return from Japan even before the start of the Olympics after the Polish Swimming Federation sent too many athletes because of an administrative error. How would you be? The swimmers returned to Poland on Sunday, threatening legal action.
Didn't even get in the pool.
Didn't even get in the pool. And calling for the head of the federation. Would have got the tracksuit, though.
Do you reckon?
Of course they would have.
Didn't compete.
No, well, you would have got the tracksuit to fly on the plane to get over there from Poland to Japan.
And once you've worn it.
Yeah, it's yours. It's yours. Oh, how would you be?
Imagine you giving a tracksuit back.
Imagine.
What's this mark?
That's only in the bottom part. Imagine. Look, the sacrifice that they would have made. Now,
to get there.
How was your sporting dream ruined? That's what we're looking at this morning. 133.53. What about yours, Robert? How was your sporting dream?
This is one swim.
Illustrious career.
One swim I'll never forget.
Yeah, what was that?
I didn't even have the swim, to be honest.
You feel like the poly swimmers.
Oh, I do.
Buddy?
I feel just like them. Yeah. That's why I went there.
Yeah.
It was the day before the blue, before the Colour House Carnival at school. You know, everyone has that. Yeah. I was in the blue house.
Yeah, I was in green.
They chose me to bear the flag.
Oh, the
in
flag
the march.
Bearer.
I was the flag bearer in the march for the whole school.
Yeah.
Well, this is amazing. Brilliant. I was never fast. I could never win a race, but
hopeless.
Gee, I could carry a flag.
Like in the school book, it said Rob Palmer, hopeless, had everything. But they gave
All I had was participated certificates.
Nothing
higher than fifth place.
Nothing wrong with that.
But anyway, I got to carry the flag and I was at my mate's place for a swim the day before.
Yeah.
And he had an above ground pool and we were sitting around the outside edge of it because we weren't allowed to get in the pool until his mum came out.
Jeez.
So we're sitting there and we're just mucking around and I fell off the back of the above ground pool edge and hit my head on a rock bed. In the garden, tore my head open, 8 stitches, and my mum kept me home from the carnival. I never got to carry the flag.
Sporting dream ruined.
Ruined.
Thanks, Mum. Thank you for nothing.
You know what, Paddy?
I know.
For friends of Triple M and family to bulk up the numbers, download the Listener app.
We're talking LISTNR.
Yep. And if you favourite breakfast with Paddy and Rob Palmer.
You are legends.
Well, yeah, that's very good of you. And you can listen anytime you like.